Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book, In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Matthew. This isn't a full episode of Ghost Echoes. I'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks, and in the meantime, I've got a quick peek behind the curtain for you. I want to play you a deleted scene from an early episode. This was cut from Ghost Echoes number 2, the Roxy Music episode. So, if you haven't heard that episode, either go back and listen to it now, or just sit this bonus episode out. I had originally recorded a section about the relationship between Roxy Music and the progressive rock band King Crimson. They were on the same label. Brian Ferry once auditioned to be the singer of King Crimson, unsuccessfully. And the first Roxy Music album was produced by Crimson's lyricist, Peter Sinfield. So there's a material connection between the two bands. And I thought it might be fun to riff on the contrasts between the two, seeing how the early King Crimson albums always struck me as deeply sincere, and Roxy's music is so dense with irony. But ultimately, I cut the whole scene because it didn't really add anything to the story. The episode turned out to be mainly about the idea of glamour, and particularly glamour as an ideal that you strive for. That might be the kind of glamour that's presented straightforwardly in classic cinema, or it might be the kind that's celebrated by pop art. And I could even work opera into that theme to a degree by arguing that it doesn't present the right kind of glamour for Roxy. But I just couldn't find a way to tie this King Crimson section into that theme. All the same, there's a bit of that scene that I've always liked, and it starts with a sort of side-by-side comparison of the two bands. Because for all their differences, they did sometimes sound oddly similar. Like, for example, here's Roxy.
Here's Crimson. Here's Roxy. Here's Crimson. But the cosmetic similarities between the two bands only end up highlighting the differences. Rock was going through an earnest phase in the early 70s. Almost all of it dramatized some kind of striving. Striving for transcendence, or meaning, or self-actualization by way of amazing technique on the electric guitar. That's King Crimson. And it's also Yes, and ELP, and Gentle Giant, and Vandergraff Generator, all of the major British prog bands. Roxy Music were strivers too, but not that kind of strivers. Brian Ferry's brand of striving was less elevated, but more relatable. He strove for the good life. Fame, wealth, beauty. Everything his parents had been denied. Compared with that, King Crimson can look a bit ridiculous.
Each year, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's gotta pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch can be more sincere than this one. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Sincerity is at the heart of progressive rock. Like Linus in the Charlie Brown Halloween special, the early proggers had no time for archness or irony. And that is where Roxy Music and King Crimson diverge. Roxy Music is much too sophisticated to believe in the Great Pumpkin. But there is one thing I think Fairy was always sincere about. Just like Andy Warhol sincerely adored soup and Coca-Cola, Brian Ferry sincerely adored the spectacle and glamour of Hollywood.
There you go. 2.5 minutes of rare deleted ghost echoes. And if you happen to hear the trailer, where I promised that Charlie Brown cartoons would be involved in this show somehow, now you understand. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with a full episode in a couple weeks. Take care of yourselves.
Consequence Podcast Network.